Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Allied Copper, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol CPR, and on the OTCQB under the symbol CPRRF. I am chatting with the interim CEO and president, Kyle Hookey. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Allied Copper is focused in the Western U.S. Assets in Nevada, Colorado, and Utah. The main asset we're going to be focused on here is the Klondike property. This is in Colorado. And again, this asset was acquired 100% back at the tail end of December of last year. So still a fairly new project within the company's portfolio. Kyle, let's start off with the news that was released yesterday. The company has received permits for this Klondike property. Question now being, when's the drilling going to start and what's the drilling going to look like? Can you answer those first, please?
Yeah, absolutely, Corey. It's an exciting part for us. We've spoken previously about us running targeting initiatives and coming through the permitting process. And the fact that we've now got the permits to explore our property, our initial exploration program, is a great thing. So we'll be mobilizing drills on the 15th of July at this stage and then completing kind of a 4 to 6 week program. We'll be drilling about 1,000 meters to 1,200 meters all in, and that's about $1 million. So it's a really exciting time for us. And if you think about it, there's sort of three fault zones across our project, the Klondike property, and we're looking to hit something on either side of those fault lines. So we're looking for a disseminated deposit and across there. So we'll be looking to drill 6 targets initially to try and prove something up.
Now, when it comes to these targets, what historic work has been done to build these targets, and has there been any historic drilling here?
In terms of what we've been doing over the last 6 months since we acquired the option here, we've completed some surface sampling, and we've seen results there that we announced of north of 6%, which is extremely exciting for us at surface. And so we do know where we've got a better opportunity to actually hit a drill result with our drilling in the next couple of months here. Prior to that, there was some airborne studies conducted as well, which we'll be announcing very shortly here, and they've helped us in our targeting initiative. So there's been a lot of work that's been conducted over the last 6 months, and that all boils down to this initial drilling phase.
So if you're going to be testing 6 targets, approximately how deep are these holes going to go? So how many holes in total into each target? How deep are they going to go?
Sure. So we've got 12 primary targets, of which, you know, we're really conscious of our capital at the moment. So we have $3.5 million in cash in our treasury as we sit. So we're looking to spend about $1 million US or 1.25 Canadian. With that, at these kind of drill rates, we'll be drilling about 1,200 meters. So the targets range from 200 to 300 meters each. So across the program, it's about a 25-day program. We'll look to drill probably 200 feet a day, depending on the rock type. So that'll enable us to actually come out with a very good idea of the structure in the property and around the different fault lines as well.
So since you're focusing a lot around these fault lines, give us some more context on why you're focusing on these faults. Are they connected to other major projects? Have they shown some of the best results through the historical and surface work? What has you focused on these 3 faults?
Yeah, so a lot of the thesis that these projects came out of was there's a producing mine to the northwest of the Klondike property. And again, if you can visualize, to the northwest of this property is a state line asset, which we actually own as well. Further to the northwest of that is the producing Lisbon Valley mine. It's a very similar structure. It's on the same trend line. And the way that they've proved it up and produced over the kind of 30 to 40 years, that's what we're looking to do as well. So that's why we initially targeted these fault lines and went out into the grab sampling and the airborne surveys, and that confirmed our thesis. Now it's about getting in there and actually figuring out if we have good grade at widths and an ability to produce from it.
Now, what are you hoping to hit here? Obviously, the higher grade, the better, but what would you consider a success? What would warrant some follow-up drilling?
At this stage, at surface, we have, as I mentioned, we've hit north of 6%, which is really good at surface, and that helps to mitigate a bit of the risk around, is there copper in the property? What we're looking for in a drill is sort of north of 0.25% to 0.3%. And whilst that sounds low when you're seeing other companies come out with 2% over sort of 5 meters, if we hit that, we can be really confident that we have an ability to actually prove up something on our project and just give us a mitigate a bit more risk and give us an ability to go out and drill further around those targets.
Okay, so drilling starting up then in, let's say, about a month's time, drilling of $1 million budget. You guys have the cash in the bank for that. Let's also talk about the state line property. This is essentially on the border of Colorado and Utah. What's the progress here? What updates can you give us from the state line project?
Sure. We're moving along the permitting process. So similar to Klondike, it's in the same state and county. There was one kind of area that we needed to improve our drill plan around, and that was stormwater drainage. So now we're quite well adept at ensuring that the county and the state understand how we can mitigate risk around that. And so we're lodging those permits fairly shortly here. I think that's probably around 1 to 2 months further back than Klondike. So we can expect those permits in sort of early September, maybe October. And then our other project there over in Nevada, the SK project, we're going through permitting there as well. And we anticipate the permits to come through around that same time.
So then, Kyle, one other aspect of the company that we've talked about in the past is that you are still looking to build out your project portfolio. You've mentioned in the past that you're looking more towards assets closer to or in production. Any updates on the acquisition front, or at least the environment right now for making copper acquisitions?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you'll recall that the chairman of our company is a gentleman called Warner Yule, who's been prolific in bringing production and turnaround stories into production as well. So we've always had our eyes set on finding an asset that's closer to production or needs to come back into production. In the past 12 months, we've looked at a lot of assets and we've struggled initially with the valuations that have been put on these assets. I think, as all your listeners would be aware, the market's been quite volatile recently, and we've actually just seen copper fall through $4. Long term, very comfortable around the copper price, and that's why we're pursuing these assets already. But the result of that has been quite positive for us, and we've seen a few assets come up in the past sort of 6 weeks primarily that look really attractive to us. And so we'll keep running them down, especially ones that are closer to production and potentially have PEA level studies on them, with a thought of bringing them into the portfolio to complement these exploration assets.
Now, is the focus going to remain in more the Western US, one of the, I guess, better known jurisdictions, at least for getting stuff done?
It will. We really like the jurisdiction. We understand it quite well, especially given the permitting processes that we've been through with Allied Copper and our technical team have been through with previous assets that they've worked on over their careers. So absolutely, that's our primary focus at the moment, and we'll continue with that.
Okay. Kyle, not much more to cover here. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Allied Copper. We'll follow up as more news comes out, especially when that drill program starts and some of the results start to trickle out to the market. And again, please send me all your questions and I can have Kyle address those in the meantime. Kyle, thank you for the update. Please keep us up to date on future news. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Will do, Corey, and you as well.